Hey, welcome to the Confidence in Christ podcast. I'm Kayla, a redeemed child of God, mom, wife, and someone who's actively seeking to find the reason behind people's unwavering confidence in Christ. Come along with me and find out how they do it, no matter what season of life they're in. Hey friend, thank you so much for joining me today. Today, my friend that I'm interviewing is Ingrid Lockmeyer, and she will be speaking on abiding deeply in the quiet and what that means and how to pray and just connect with God in those quiet moments of life. I know that whether you're coming to the conference or not, this is going to blow your mind and just open up so many more avenues for you to talk to the Lord. So whether you're new to the faith or you've been around for a long time, this is going to be a great practical session on how to pray and how to connect with God. Now, I do have to say that we recorded this before the conference happened, and in the meantime, the location changed. So if you hear us reference the Michiana Event Center, the MEC, that has changed to Radiant Life Church, and that is where the conference will now be held. So just a little bit of clarification because things have changed since we recorded this. So let's dive in with Ingrid because I know that this is just going to be such a great conversation for your week. Ingrid, I am so excited to have you on the podcast this week. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Kayla. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Oh, very much. Me too. All right. I always start off with what your go-to book of the Bible is. So what you got for me?
Yeah. Well, the one I turn to probably not all the time. I love the Psalms, and there are books in the Old Testament that I turn back to. But James, I think the book of James, and it's so full of once the half brother of Jesus wrapped his head around who his half brother was, it's like he latched onto everything that Jesus was teaching. And I don't know, they call the book of James Proverbs of the New Testament or New Testament Proverbs or whatever, and I read that way. I've studied it a couple of different times, different ways, and it's been an important scripture source for me, for sure.
I love that you described it as kind of like as Jesus' half brother, like wraps his mind around who Jesus really was, because we forget that like he had that half brother, like he had those siblings, and like to live with them and just see him grow up and like then be like, wait, he's the Messiah? Like that would be so hard to do. And James tells us that basically in the book and how that played out in his mind. So I love that description of it. Thanks for giving us that.
Oh, yeah. And when you look at when he wrote it, it was a full 40 years after Christ was crucified. So, you know, he was probably very young when his brother was in his ministry. So,
Oh, I just love it when we look at scripture in that way.
Yeah, context is everything. And, you know, as someone who likes to write, I always look immediately at the author. If I'm going to read a book, I want to know a little bit about who is talking to me. And I like feeling like I know James. As much as we can.
Oh my goodness, well thank you for that. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us about who Ingrid is.
Sure. Well, I am a mature woman of faith, meaning I've walked with the Lord for a long time. I live in a valley east of LaGrange on a farm. We've been here over 30 years. We raised our four sons here. They're all grown and scattered to the wind in Chicago, Detroit, and Nashville. So I'm very much an empty nester, but travel too. I travel here and there. My husband and I own a business, and like I mentioned, I'm a writer. Have been for my first real job was with a newspaper, and I caught the bug, and so I've been writing ever since. But I've had a very eclectic faith background.
I love it. And I was had the privilege of meeting you through the Michiana Women's Conference last year, just real
Yes.
briefly. And now this year we have the opportunity to share about Christ together. And I am just
Yes.
so like humbled to be among you and the other ladies sharing. It's just like I feel so unqualified, but oh my goodness, I'm so excited to see what
Well,
God does.
because he is qualified, we're
Yes.
just his tools. Yes,
Yes. Yeah,
for
luckily
sure.
it's not my job to be qualified because I would fail every time. So I'm so glad I'm riding on his
Oh,
coattails.
me too. Me
Oh,
too.
well, we'll jump into that. So both of us are going to be sharing at the Michiana Women's Conference here coming up in just a couple weeks at the MEC in Shipshawana. It's October 20th and 21st, 2023. And I know that you have a really close connection to the topic that you are sharing on. So can you share just a little bit of how God has been preparing you to speak at the conference and kind of where that came from?
Yeah, when we were discussing what each of us would be sharing, this one resonated with me right away, that we are looking at what it means to be rooted in the quiet. And being an empty nester, there's a lot of quiet in my home. But I'm going to be sharing some things about how being rooted in the quiet, when you think you're not hearing from the Lord, or when you yourself are not really communicating with the Lord, how at those times there's still there's growth and nurturing. Yes, intentionally seeking the quiet so that we can hear the Lord's voice. And the last several years, that's been one of my practices, silence and solitude, which it isn't always easy, even in a quiet house, to find that space where you're really tuned in to the Lord's voice. And so I'll share some things with the ladies that have moved me along on this journey, and also some circumstances in our lives where I feel that the Lord carried me when I just didn't know what to pray or how to pray. We will talk a lot about prayer. All of us who will be sharing throughout the conference are going to have a strong focus on prayer because it's so important. And yet, sometimes it's the hard thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's always there waiting for us. But do we approach the throne and sit with the Lord? Sometimes we don't. So I'll be talking about our quiet time, those times when we make ourselves, turn our face toward him and sit with him. So we'll be talking about that as well. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that because it's so cool to talk with you and then Jennifer just sharing and how God has orchestrated all of our conversations together, and they all point back to Jesus, of course. Like that's our focus of how to be deeply rooted in him, but how, just like you said, like prayer is like weaved in and out of all of it because we have to be rooted and connected to God, and we do that through prayer. Can you give us just a quick maybe how to on prayer, just for those that maybe can't make it to the conference, like, well, I want to know a little bit more.
Yeah.
Can you just give us a quick, like, this is a great way to like start prayer.
Oh, yes, I would love to. Prayer, we tend to have a set expectation when it comes to prayer. You might use an acronym or whatever to get you through the prayer, but there are many ways to pray. Sometimes we pray because we need to intercede and we're asking for something specific from the Lord. Now we know that the Lord already knows what we need or want, but to just put out the plea and trust that he is hearing. But there are other times when we don't know what to pray, or we just feel a need to communicate with God, but we don't necessarily have something solid that we're bringing to him. And I'm going to talk to the women about using a breath prayer, which it's nothing mystical, nothing, anything to be afraid of. It's just a piece of scripture or words that are meaningful to you that when you need to reorient yourself, you know, draw yourself back toward the Lord. For me, I just ask the Lord, I just say, Creator God, breathe in me. And there's something about just turning my face, Creator God, breathe in me. And it changes sometimes depending on, you know, where I've been, where I'm going, what I've been reading, that sort of thing. But and then I'll talk to them too about praying scripture, praying liturgy, praying the Psalms. You know, those, the Psalms in particular, are songs and prayers, and they're there for us when we don't have the words. Sometimes prayer, especially interceding for someone, it's really nothing more than sitting with your hands open and saying the name of whoever it is that you're praying for, and then just being quiet. That sounds like it's a nothing, but it's in the presence of God, so it's everything. Just to sit before Him and hold space for someone that you want to bring to the Lord. You know, just it's a form of intercession. I'll share lots of scriptures when we're together, because I want to have the women know that this is all rooted in the Word of God. I've lately found myself praying the hours. Praying the hours is kind of an ancient practice that comes to us through the Desert Fathers, through those who've gone before us, who made it a habit of stopping at certain times for prayer. And what I've done that's just really practical for me is, for one of the times I want to stop to pray, is I have an alarm on my phone that goes off at noon, and I stop and pray the Lord's Prayer. And then anything else that comes to mind at that time. I'm in a season of wanting to develop a practice of praying right before bed. And I don't always do that, because I often maybe stay up later than I need to, and I'm so tired that the breath prayer might be the only thing that I can muster up. But I would like to spend, and I want to talk to the ladies about that too, about how we draw ourselves into that and discipline ourselves.
I think that's so neat. I'm going to pull out a couple of things there that you talked about. One is just being intentional, like taking intentional time to talk to the Lord, to spend time with Him. Like, it's not just this thing that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We have to be really intentional about it. And once we do that, it becomes such a part of who we are that it does become something that we don't have to like think about constantly, because we love that connection with Him. We love being in community with Him, talking to Him, just spending time with Him all throughout our day. One thing I used to think, and if anybody's listened to the podcast, they know this, that in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says pray without ceasing. And I used to think that meant like you had to hold up in a room somewhere and pray all day. And I was like, nobody's got time for that. I don't know how God expects me to do that. And as I've matured, I've learned that like, no, like it's just having that constant communication with Him all day long, talking to Him about every little thing that's happening. And I love that you have you kind of set us up and like let us know that like there's not a wrong way to pray when you're talking to God, whether you're bringing someone before Him, like asking something, or if you're seeking Him on a certain topic, or if you're doing the breath prayer because that's all you can muster. Like, there is no wrong way to pray. It's all about just spending that quality time with God and communicating with Him, not in a formal or like rigorous way, but just in a natural, authentic way, because that's how He wants us. He wants us just to come before Him like that. And I am so excited to see people that listen to this and then also come to the conference just kind of freed from the religion that is surrounding prayer, like all of the rules and regulations. Like, we're breaking free from that right now and at the conference. Like, don't be bound by things that man has made up. Like, just talk to the Lord.
Yes. There's a book that I'm going to recommend that helps us to realize that we just need to keep it simple, keep it up, you know, just there are, like you say, there are no rules for it. It's conversation with God. And but do it, you know, the rules are for you so that you may bring yourself into a space where that's a priority. For sure. And I'll share some things about what a quiet time can look like, because we talk about quiet time. If you're in a fellowship or in church or been walking with the Lord for a while, what is a quiet time and how can it happen, you know, with some consistency? So we'll talk about that as well. I mean, I feel lost if I haven't had even 5 minutes, you know.
Me too.
I use an app sometimes. Lectio 365 is an app that I like to use, and it leads us through prayer, but also through a portion of scripture that we sit with a couple of times and ask ourselves what stands out, you know, what word stands out to me and why. And there's, you know, a bit of a teaching that goes with it. It's maybe a 10-minute and I don't always use that, but when I don't really, when I want to be with the Lord, but I don't have anything big to bring to that space or that time.
I love it. And I love that, like, it can look different. Like, every day can look different. Like, sometimes I have time to sit down and, like, really talk to God and really, like, get into my Bible, but then there's other days where it's like I'm on the go all day. And what's great is God goes with us everywhere, so we can talk to him in the car, we can talk to him while we're showering, like he's always there. So I think it's just, again, like, so freeing to know that we can use these different things and still communicate with God. Before we wrap up, I know that some people the quiet is a hard place to be, just because quiet can sometimes be unsettling.
Yes.
If they go to get quiet with God and they just, like, they just have that unsettled feeling, how can they kind of step out of that or give that to God through prayer or just through breathing, or what do you suggest for that?
Yes. I can only give you what works for me when that happens. And it's to remove myself from the space that, because I think that where you are matters.
Mm.
And so if you can step out into nature or change your posture, sometimes changing your posture, if you're wanting to be in prayer, but, you're uncomfortable or you're distracted or it's the same old thing, you know, sometimes a new space. And there are other things as well. Looking at images, you know, art or photographs of nature, or I'm going to tell you just a nugget from the message or the time we'll spend together. 5 years ago, I was in a space where I wanted desperately to be praying fervently, but my heart was just so hurting. And I was at a hospital praying for the person who was hospitalized, and I found a balcony away from everything. There was a sculpture hanging over that balcony down to a reception area, and it looked like angel's wings. And for that, I had to be at that hospital for long periods of time. It was not always easy to focus my heart and my mind on what I wanted to be praying, even if it was quiet. But by removing myself from the hospital room, where probably sadness or fear overcame the words that I wanted to share with the Lord. Going to that space, and I feel like the sculpture that accompanied me during my time of prayer on that balcony, that's so, to this day, it's, I've attached scripture to that, that, yeah, that I so finding a space where the Lord is everywhere, but when you need to, because we're human and he created us to be distractible and so forth, that doing the work on our end just to be in his presence. So we can be creative. We're creative people. And
yes.
Sometimes writing out our prayers, writing out the prayers is another really good practice. Yeah. One that has worked for me.
Yeah.
And borrowing prayers.
Yes.
Borrowing prayers from, you know, other resources. Yes. Yeah. Been doing that a lot lately too.
Yes. Oh my
for
goodness.
Sure.
I love that. I love that we have like practical things that we can walk away with, not only from this time, but definitely from the conference, and implement into our lives so we can become more deeply rooted and connected with God, because that's what we all long for. Like if we know Christ, we just desperately want to know him more. Even if we've been more mature in the faith and we've been doing this a long time, like there is always more that we can learn and grow and do with Christ, especially through prayer and just talking to him, because that's our main source of communication. Like we can pick up our prayer phone anytime and talk to him. So I think it's just so beautiful that you've shared now and that you're going to be sharing here in a couple of weeks, just how impactful the quiet and prayer can be, and that we have so many different ways to do that. So thank you so much for just chatting with me for just a little bit and giving us a sneak peek of what we're going to hear that weekend. Do you have any encouragement for those that maybe are on the fence about coming, or maybe they just can't come, or different things like that?
I understand when you can't come, because the life keeps us from some of those things. But yes, if you can, the fellowship will be such a blessing. Worship, we will be worshiping together. There will be some fun surprises as well that I'm not going to tell you about. And yes, it was last year was just such a fresh drink of water for me, and I think the same this year. We're going to have a chance to just set ourselves apart and aside from the day to day, and that's so important. And I hope, and if somebody wants to come but can't be there for the entire weekend, don't let that stop you.
Yes,
you can only be there for Friday night or part of Saturday or whatever. I do hope that if you need to be there, that you will find your way there. And we all need to connect with one another. Community is so important. And this is a wonderful opportunity for that, let alone all of the teaching and other ways that we will we'll just be connecting with one another and with the Lord.
Oh, I'm so, yes, I'm right there with you. Even if you can come for just part of the weekend or the whole weekend, or just, it is so important just to connect in the Big C Church, the body of Christ. It's wonderful and it's needed to be part of your like own local church, but don't forget to connect to the Big C Church, like all of us coming together. And this is just such a beautiful representation of that. All of these women coming from all over southern Michigan and northern Indiana for just the sole purpose of connecting more with Jesus. And it's going to be so, so beautiful. So thank you again, Ingrid. How can my friend listening connect with you or get in contact with you?
Okay. Well, I'm online. I have a website, ingridlockmeyer.com, and I'm on social media, Instagram, Facebook, not Twitter, but that's probably best. And I send out a monthly missive through Substack. And so you can subscribe to that and hear from me on a monthly basis.
Oh, well, thank you again so much, Ingrid. Ingrid and myself are just so excited to see you guys here in a couple weeks at the conference and just spend some time, whether you can come or whether you can't in person, just get to know God better, pray, talk to him, and use some of these tips and techniques that Ingrid shared today in your everyday life. See what you can kind of mix in with what you already do to connect more with God. But we are so excited for you to grow in your depth with Christ. I so appreciate just Ingrid's insight and just wisdom on the topic of prayer and connecting to God in the quiet places of our heart and in the quiet places of our lives as well, if we can find that quiet, because as parents sometimes just not the case, right? But it was just so refreshing to hear just her just ideas and just tips on how to just engage God in prayer and how to connect with him in that deeper way. I pray that you are able to join us at the Michiana Women's Conference in Sturgis, Michigan at Radiant Life Church this coming October 20th and 21st, because it's going to be a wonderful weekend for us women to just reconnect to God and to connect to others that are just as deeply desiring to abide in Christ. I just know that this is going to be such a blessing for you. Whether you can make it or you can't, that you would just take time to pray and connect with God in new ways and not be afraid to talk to him, because he is so eager to just sit down and spend time with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, friends. Want to hear more personal and applicable ways to have more confidence in Christ? Check out the daily CCKs, 2 to 3 minutes to start your day off with confidence-filled scripture. Until next time, authentically share your confidence in Christ with others.